radio is big right now, I think, for what
Love
you're doing.
Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing well. Doing well here in California. It's cooler. Got a little breeze. Feels like fall's starting to happen over here. So
this is a great time of year, either, isn't it? It's kind of like it's not too cold, it's not too hot in a lot of places. You know, it's really,
yeah,
I think
I like it.
Year. You were mentioned before, didn't you? You did your marriage workshop. I think I'd love to hear that or see or do that sometime. Not do all. I can't do it because I'm not married. I've been divorced for years. But I would. But it would be interesting to see and hear. Do you have a? Do you have like a workshop on it that people can listen to audios, or do they have to go live?
I've got several kind of sermons that were recorded at churches that really kind of, you know, I cover a lot of the material in, and we really do need to, record sessions. We were at Vertical Call Church in Santa Rosa, California, up in northern North Bay, you know, north above San Francisco. And, just had a good time Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and, sharing with couples. We usually do a Friday night kind of a fun, just hang out and relax, kind of get to know each other. And then Saturday morning we do an actual, 3-hour seminar. And then Saturday afternoon after lunch we do, what we call laser coaching, where we have 4 slots, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, basically 4 slots for any couples that might want to, maybe struggling with some stuff and might want to just have kind of an initial coaching session and see.
Wow.
And then Sunday spoke at the church.
I'd love to be able to hear some of the sermons and some of the other, if you don't mind, I'd love to be able to hear some of the audio, because you're doing is amazing, and it's really giving people tools to work on their marriages, and I would imagine in relationships as well.
We're big on tools. We're really big on, I think we all know kind of why, we're supposed to have a good marriage. I mean, the reasons are obvious, but where we all kind of drop the ball is how. I mean, how do we, with all of our stuff we bring to our marriages, our personal issues, and we pretty much, our experience over the years is that really marriage issues, marriage problems, are really just individual woundedness kind of rubbing up against each other. And so when you start to get individually kind of healed and squared away and, a lot of the deal breakers for marriage kind of go away, a lot of people go right to the marriage counseling. Well, we need somebody to help us because we're fighting all the time or we're not, whatever. And really...
Don't like each other anymore, that kind of stuff.
Step back. You need to take a step back and kind of look inward and see what's going on in each of you individually, and then you can kind of come back and address the marriage stuff. So that's kind of in a nutshell what
I'll
we do.
And I'd love to hear if you don't mind, because I can pass it on. Well, I just want to admit, because it's so interesting. I think the big thing is commitment, right? They have to be committed. You don't just say, okay, I'm done with this marriage because I'm mad at you. I'm done with this marriage because then all of a sudden the other person says, gosh, there's no commitment here. How can I trust you anymore? So I would imagine it's just amazing. what you do. And I think, and I knowing you as long as I have, and Monica, I think that, you know, people need this. So how would they contact you if they want to, like if a church wants to bring it in or individuals want to do it, how would they contact you for that?
Our website is bettermarriagetoday.com. And that's the best place, really. And that kind of gives people an overview of what we do, who we are, bettermarriagetoday.com.
That's awesome.
And
I didn't mean to digress on that, but I just think it's so wonderful and beautiful and people need it. And it's all about, you know, the commitment and relationships and the tools. It's amazing. I bet a lot of people end up coming away from there going, wow, if we would have known this or we could have tried this or wow, this really works, you know, and that's got to be really empowering. Today's first half of the show is on 7 reasons why you should sell right now. If you want to sell a property, be it your own property, your personal residence, or investment property. If you've been thinking about selling, we're not telling you to sell it if that's not even on the table for you. But if you've been thinking and sitting on the fence, we're going to go over some really good tips on why you may want to go ahead and do it now. And then, Randy, on the second half, you've got great speakers.
Yeah, we're going to. The topic is going to be marriage enrichment and transforming your marriage with a couple of folks, David and Cindy Southworth, who are marriage counselors, and their website is breakwatercoaching.com. So, yeah, that's going to be the topic. Cool. Second half is we'll be talking about marriage enrichment and how to transform your marriage. So, topic of the day.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're just going to take a quick, 1 minute break, and then come right back and go over 7 tips on why you should sell your home now.
Okay. All right. We will do that. We'll be right back right after this.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
All righty, we are back. Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere. It's a hump day, as the Geico camel would say in the commercial.
Okay, I'm picking a camel now. Okay,
it's
you're funny.
Hump day.
So, sound right. That
let
was,
us.
I just got to pick that camel. That's funny. So
I like it.
About the stuff from why you should sell now. This is now actually is we're talking on September of 2013. And number one, the changes to the loans. If you're, you know, a lot of, you know, the more buyers you have out there, people, when their people are buying, many, many buyers have to get loans to buy. You have your cash buyers, so that's, they're not going to be affected. But you as a seller will be affected because of the loan changes that are going to be even stricter than what they've been in the last 3 years are going to be even stricter after January 2014. There's guidelines that are being put in. Some I do not agree with at all. We don't have time to go over it on the show today. But they're going to limit the amount of people that can qualify to buy loans. It's going to be tighter. So when that happens, even though there'll still be cash buyers out there, cash buyers will have more leverage because they can say, hey, you can't sell it this way, so let me give you a lower offer. So I'm not saying this to put fear out there, but it does make sense if you're wanting, if you're on the fence and you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to wait a year or two, I would do it now. So that's number one. Number two, the interest rates have been inching up. So that puts us in a situation, again, that people are going to have less buying power if they're getting loans. You also, when you sell, typically are going to buy something else, and you'll have less buying power if you need to get a loan. So that's number two, is the interest rate changes. So when we're talking today about the seven tips, we don't know whether you're selling an investment property or you're selling your, you know,
Natalie? Okay, I think we, looks like we lost Natalie. She was on a cell phone, and it sounds like, yeah, I just checked the board, and she is not there. So let's do this. Let's take another break, and we will be back. I'm sure she'll be calling right back in. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
All righty, we are back, and we have Natalie back. She's back, and I think we're on number two of our tips in terms of buying or selling.
Right. Rates have been going up. So if you, as the interest rates are going up, people that are getting loans have less buying power. You as the seller, if you're buying another property, also are going to have less buying power. So that, you know, number two is interest rates. It's a good reason to sell now and not wait a year or two if you're really thinking, if you're on the fence and wanting to sell. Number three is lifestyle, something that we talk a lot about on this show. And, you know, maybe you're wanting to downsize again or upsize, and now's the time to do it instead of waiting and waiting. Say the kids are grown and gone off to school, or you're having babies and you need a bigger property. It's really about lifestyle and doing it now and not waiting for the future unless it makes sense money-wise. So Number four is new home sales are starting to take off more, new home builds. The builders are back out there feeling more confident in the markets, borrowing monies again, starting projects. And so there's more competitions with new homes. Have you heard about that? Like, have you seen more of that in Chico? I'm not sure how much land areas you have around there for new homes or...
Yeah, there's some a lot of resuming of some projects that have been sitting for a while. So I'm seeing I'm seeing that.
So that's definitely a good reason because there's competition. So that's number four. Number five, it's been more of a seller's market than a buyer's market. It's actually since when we look at the past 4 years, depending on where you are in the country. So that's another good reason to go ahead and sell now and not wait until a year or two. If you're sitting on the fence, again, we're not trying to tell you to sell if you're not interested in selling at all.
Yeah.
And number six, the rate of return on your money. Is this investment, is it personal? If you're going to be able to take that money that you make, if you have equity in your home, and are you going to be able to purchase another property, say an investment property that you're going to be able to rent out and make more money? So that's another item to look at. If it's personal, can you buy more right now with your money? So it's really, and then number seven is it time for a change? And that brings us back to lifestyle. But a new change, a new refreshing, new things, new goals. It's, you know, life is about that, really. It's not about just sitting and not doing anything unless you're totally content with what you're doing. And I just race through those because typically I'm sitting in one location when we do the show. Today I had to be on the road, and in the middle of it I lost you guys, so I had to call back in. I'm just going to do a quick recap. Randy's so awesome, he can bleep this out, right, Randy?
Oh, yeah. We can edit it.
He's such a pro. He just makes it sound so good. And so we're going to go through again the number one, seven tips on why you should sell your house today for investment property. If you're on the fence and you're thinking about this, is number one, the changes to the loans that are coming into effect in January 2014. They're going to give less buying power, which is unfortunate. Number two, the interest rates have been raising up. Now, we're not telling any of this to make anybody have fear, but you know how a lot of people already have fear and they're undecided because there's so much going on in the world and so much going on in your lives and on the fence? So this is for the people that are on the fence going, okay, tell me why it makes sense to do it now. What's the difference? Because there is a difference.
Yeah.
Number three, your lifestyle.
Lifestyle?
Number four. Yeah, number three is your lifestyle. Do it because your lifestyle's changed. You maybe needed the bigger house because the babies were little. Maybe now you want to travel more and you just want to get a condo or something smaller with less maintenance. Those are good reasons to be able to take that money and maybe have some of that money for traveling. You know, it's important to invest, important to save, but it's also important to live. And number four, competing with new homes, the new home starts are up around the country. Projects are starting back up. There's been more confidence with the new home construction and getting monies, et cetera. Number five, it's more of a seller's market in many areas right now from what it had been. Number six, the rate of return on money. You want to look at that and crunch the numbers. Can you take the money or and buy something that's going to be a better deal? Sometimes with sellers, like if you have a 1031 exchange and it's an investment property, you have to, of course, talk to the accountant or talk to an investment exchange expert. But you have 45 days to name the properties that you want and then another 180 days to close. So you can keep that in what you're doing. Now, if you have your own residence that you've lived in for at least two of the last 5 years. Again, you have to check the guidelines depending on how you bought it. There's a couple different changes in that law. But if you are married, you can deduct up to $500,000. If you're single, you can deduct up to $250,000 of the profit. So you may be in a situation where you go, you know, we get in this bigger house and we have a larger house. We do have profit. We can, but it's not going to be more than 500 or more than 250. We may want to sell now and not buy anything yet. Take that money that's tax-free, put it in some other investments, talk to an investment advisor. Also, keep it somewhere, maybe put it in your travel kitty, and keep it to buy something else next year or 2 years or 3 years. Or, you know, you may want to rent a little while. There's just so many different ways to explore and go, oh, my gosh. So say you're sitting there. I'm just going to give you an example. And you're in a house that you've been in for 30 years, and it's completely paid off, husband and wife, and it's worth $550,000. I mean, I'm giving an example. And your husband is still almost going to retire, and you've just retired or whatever, and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and one day you're going to sell the house. But you both really want to travel, or you both really want to go do this. You need more excitement in your life. And I don't mean when I say excitement, let's just try to go throw the baby out with the bathwater and make unrealistic decisions. But say you're in a situation. You know, a lot of people mentally, we get stuck. Like, they might be going, well, you know what? We don't have as much money as we wanted, or we don't have anything saved because we put the kids through college and we don't have any savings anymore. We've exhausted this, exhausted that. And you look at all and go, wait a minute, but we don't have anything in our house. It's like our cash cow, but it's sitting there in asset that you can't pull out of. Now, yeah, you want to talk to an investment advisor. It may make sense to go take loans on it and write off the loans and do all these other things. But it also might make sense to talk to the accountant about, hey, if this is tax-free money, does it make sense for us to right now go ahead and sell, downsize, and do – all of a sudden you've got all this money to do what you want to be doing things with that you were thinking mentally, we can't do this, we can't touch it. A lot of people end up in that situation, you know. So that's just – that's the lifestyle part, and that wraps in lifestyle and rate of return and – is the time for a change? That's wrapping in an example of all these seven tips in why you should, what are you waiting for, right? You know, you hear so many stories of people saying, we're going to do this when we retire, we're going to do that, and then one of them gets sick or somebody passes away or somebody does, you know, something, right? So I'm just a really big believer in live your life with passion now. And, you know, I got a text the other day from a friend in California who had been in Florida the week before, and it was saying, oh, I need more vacation time. It's already Sunday, and I'm going back to work Monday, and I just needed an extra day. And I text back, I'd like to take an hour here and there, you know, like you take an hour here and there, an hour break, 2 hours, like, you know, have an attitude of you could still love what you're doing, but then you can still take your break. So it's kind of neat, and you and I do that, Monica, I mean, like with the way, you know, people do things virtually, and, and we teach people how to do things virtually, so you can say, don't wait until you're old to take the trips. Don't wait until you're old to go start that exercise class or start the tennis lesson or start a music lesson. Let's start incorporating it today and live that, you know, and do these things. So it's it's all doable, and that's why. But when it comes to the money and everything, we don't know. The other reason, another thing that kind of sums it up is a bird in the hand is worth more, too, in the bush. We know what we're dealing with in today's market. We don't know what the future is going to bring. You know, there's no guarantee. And, you know, if you know you've got, want to do this and want to do that, then what are you waiting for? Like, get off the fence and, you know, of course, make good, solid decisions. And it's not like, Randy, we know, like, you know, you take yourself with you. So if you move somewhere else or do this or do that, if you have other issues going on, like, for example, like somebody that might need your marriage workshop, I'm not selling it, but you know what I mean, like that needs to go or go look at this, those problems are going to go with somebody if they're not working on that. What I'm talking about is the fortitude. You know, there is I subscribe to internationalliving.com. And they have so many, they literally find places all over the world where you can retire for like $2,000 a month, some places $1,000 a month. I mean, it's very doable. So these are different things to look at. You know, it's not all about, there's so many ways to do some of these things. So, and sometimes you're just sitting on it. Now, there are many people that may be listening right now that don't have any equity at all. and or maybe are paying too much because they're almost in the short sale situation and they're trying to decide, do we need the monkey off our back because it's too much stress? So there's all these different reasons. So I think in our seven tips, we're almost finished the first half of the show. We've covered quite a lot. Again, it changes to the interest loans, interest rates, lifestyle, competing with new home sales. It's more of a seller's market. And last but not least, it's time for a change. So that's,
wow. And, you know, you hit it on the head that, you know, nailed it. I think people get in a rut and don't think about the possibilities. And, you know, you think, well, we're not ready to, you know, necessarily retire. We, you know, we, this house, and I think there's the emotional attachment to the house. I think that always enters in, especially if somebody's owned it for many, many years, right? There's that struggle of, wow, this is, you know, where we raised our kids and, you know, all that.
I thought of something. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I had to because we only have time. I just thought about when you said that with the struggle with the house and the kids. If the emotional attachment is so huge and you're really not sure and you really, really may want to come back to it, then you might want to, and you say you don't owe anything on it and you have a lot of equity, you may want to talk to the financial advisor and accountant about going ahead and taking a loan on it, right? Renting it out for two years. Take the money and go travel or go check out some of your retirement places. Because many things in life, we don't know it until we do it. But you don't want to say, I wish I should have, could have, would have, if you can.
That's very cool. That's a
great idea. I thought about it when you were saying, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was like, no, this is like at a point that really I see too many people, like you're saying, get stuck, right? So if you're really stuck, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's other ways to still keep what you have and check it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea, especially if you have the equity and you've,
Look at what you did with Nico. Look what you did. You wanted to go to Hawaii, which you do go back and forth. You still have your love of Hawaii, but now you two are glad you kept your house in Chico because it had a plan and a purpose, and you didn't know at the time, right? But it's really nice.
Yeah.
You don't
Absolutely. It's, we find that now to be, we're really glad we kept our house and, we fought, as you know, fought pretty hard and long through some lean times, refi this and loan mod that and, you know, on
but
the phone.
But you grew through it and God taught you, right? You learned through it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't say, I wish I could have. Like, you're not sitting there saying, I still want to go to Hawaii, maybe in 10 years. You did it. See what I mean? That's the difference. It's awesome. Because I think a lot of people get stuck and think I can't, and then they're not happy, and that's not, no. There's reasons you want to do things. So it's pretty cool. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. So, again, Realty Universal, realtyuniversal.com is the website for much more information and, of course, contacting, folks there. If you still have questions. And, by the way, check out the archives if you're new to our show page here, because you can look back over the last, coming up on 2 years now, of just amazing, amazingly helpful shows about real estate. I think, virtually any and all topics that you could think of in real estate, I think we've covered, and more, especially during the election. Yeah, especially during the elections, we got off topic a little bit, but it was kind of on topic because it was the economy, and that relates to real estate, right?
Well, I love the news shows and the journalism. They're able to just go with the current news and then roll with it. That's so much fun, That's just me, because you're definitely able to go off topic on everything, whatever's the current thing of the hour,
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to be back on the other side with David and Cindy Southworth of Breakwater Coaching, and again, their website, breakwatercoaching.com, and we kind of kicked off the show talking about Monica and I and our marriage ministry, and David and Cindy Southworth have an amazing relationship and marriage coaching business and ministry that they are involved with. And so going to be good stuff. Let's take a break, and we'll be back on the other side on Realty Universal Radio.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, buddy, we are back and Realty Universal Radio on the air everywhere, of course, on the internet. And again, a lot of folks listening live, folks listening archived. And it's a beautiful thing. If you do want to call in, this second half of the show, we're going to be talking about marriage enrichment and marriage in relationships. And you may have a question for our guests, Dave and Cindy Southworth. And our number is 347-945-5428. Again, 347-945-5428. Let's dive in because time is ticking. We're burning daylight, as John Wayne used to say. That's my John Wayne impression there. So, Dave and Cindy, welcome.
Hi, Randy. Thank you for having us here today.
Yeah, we are really, really glad. As you know, and anybody who listens to this show knows, that this is an area that's near and dear to my heart. Monica and I are involved and have been for years, and you know, in church marriage ministry, and from time to time get out and speak and do seminars ourselves, and so you guys have also been doing it for quite a while. And again, the website is breakwatercoaching.com. And so let's just dive in. I'm gonna kind of turn it over and let you share. Okay. Kind of give us a little bit of an overview of what you guys do, why you do it. And okay. Then we're going to talk about a big event coming up this weekend.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, Randy.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd like to share with you that the reason we're called Breakwater Coaching is because, as you know, Breakwater is a safe harbor. And at Breakwater Coaching, we provide that safe harbor, which is a non-judgmental atmosphere for couples to identify their vision for marriage, and then we hold on to that vision while they walk towards it.
And you know, Randy, today's couples have got a whole lot of challenges in marriage, as you know, and you're working with your people, and those challenges are really multiplied when you talk about blended families and military families. And that's those are two special areas that we really kind of focus on, and it's a big spot in our heart for both of those, because we are a blended family, and I spent 30 years in the Air Force, and so I know what the military family goes through.
Wow. I love that. I love that.
And also, yes, military families are near and dear to our heart. And also, David and I both, we're remarried. We both suffered through a divorce about 20 years ago. And so we knew the impact that divorce has not only on our lives, but our children's lives and the lives of the people that are in our circle of influence. So we wanted to make sure that people had, that we have a message to give to marriages about, you know, how to have a godly marriage and how to keep that marriage intact so that they don't have to suffer what we suffered. So that's why we're so passionate about helping married couples.
Well,
I
love the saying that, you know, the place of our greatest pain has become the place of our greatest victory. And, you know, it sounds like it's true for you guys. And what I love is that, you know, again, you know, you guys, because of the military aspect and the blended family aspect, that is kind of, if you will, the core of really your heartbeat for marriage ministry. But then you've expanded, and you obviously kind of help people. I see on your website here, it says premarital coaching, resolving conflict in relationships, you know, intimacy in your marriage, financial coaching, empty nesters. So you've expanded, and I'm guessing because of, you know, what happened the first time around, you immersed yourself and said, you know what, I'm going to learn what we did wrong, right? Is that kind of what it
is? Yes, we did. In fact, when this retired Air Force colonel asked to marry him, the first thing I said was, well, let's go for some marriage counseling, or let's go to a marriage conference to find out if we can really make this work, you know, for life. And given that we were a blended family, so the first thing we did was we went to a family life conference that's put on by, you know, Family Life is affiliated with Campus Crusade for Christ, and we went to those conferences. We got some super marriage tools, and we became Family Life groupies. We attended lots of conferences and jumped in as lay ministers and helped with the conferences as well as starting small groups. And David and I really got passionate about marriage. As we were building our own marriage together, we were facilitating small groups, and other couples were catching on to the excitement that we had about having a godly marriage. So at some point, we were recruited by Campus Crusade, and we did a stint with Military Ministry, which is a sister ministry to Family Life. And this is where we really dived in and learned about military families and their needs and how we could work to meet those needs. And we continued to grow. I got a counseling degree. We got coaching certifications. We discovered that sometimes couples can go to a conference like that, and as great as Family Life conferences are, there are some couples that just come away from that conference actually feeling worse. It's like, why didn't we get it? So we started to take a look at those couples and how we can meet their needs, because they're engaged in what Greg Smalley refers to as a crazy cycle in their relationship. And they really need help identifying, you know, what it is that's causing them to keep into that cycle. And we have developed you know, with Greg Smalley's help and the National Institute of Marriage, the information that they have is incredible. And we've been able to have an intensive weekend that we can offer couples called Marriage 911, where they come away and they actually identify those struggles and how to overcome them.
Mm. Wow.
And it's fun. It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm struck by, again, is so you have a degree now in counseling, so you understand, you know, and we get this a lot because we aren't, you know, Monica and I, we aren't counselors or therapists, you know, in terms of being certified, you know, marriage and family therapists. I mean, we've been doing enough counseling. We always tell people we could just save you a lot of money by letting us just share what we've shared, you know.
That's what we say, too.
What we've learned over the years. But I love that you guys, it's both and, you know, here's where I was going. It's people ask us all the time, well, okay, you're a coach, you're a counselor, what are you, what's the difference? And I've kind of found this way to describe it is it seems like counseling, and they're both needed, counseling and coaching. Counseling is more moving from dysfunctionality to functionality, and it often involves mm-hmm. looking in the past, you know, and as people of faith, we really believe that, you know, letting the Lord into those broken places and, you know, healing some things that need individually to be worked on. So counseling is very important, but also coaching, which takes you from kind of functionality to potentiality, right? I mean, moves
absolutely,
you beyond,
yeah.
And you're looking
yeah.
forward. And so there is a definite distinction. I think those lines get blurred, right, at times. Talk about that a little bit, the difference and the distinction between coaching and counseling.
Yes, they do. And I want to make it clear that I'm not a certified therapist. We are coaches. I have a counseling degree, but I'm not certified in that area. Or do
okay.
I function as a therapist? What I like, I heard a remark made recently that counselors comfort the disturbed and coaches disturb the comfortable.
Oh, I like that.
That's
and,
good.
You know, coaches ask the hard questions that
yeah.
get people out of those comfort zones. You know, we recognize the roadblocks in the relationship, and we help people to get, you know, beyond those roadblocks. And it's important for couples to identify the needs within the relationship and for each partner to begin to meet those needs. And as they do that, those fears begin to dissipate, and they have the rewarding marriage that God designed.
Wow. We are talking with Dave and Cindy Southworth. BreakwaterCoaching.com is their website, and that's how you can contact them, BreakwaterCoaching.com. And I'm guessing these days with phones and Skype and whatnot, you guys probably aren't limited to just local folks, but you probably do coaching phone and Skype,
oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can do teleconferencing, and we have very effectively, even with some couples that were out of the country, the couple of missionary couples that we have worked with. We get
wow.
on Skype, and it's almost as good as having them sitting right in front of you, but at least we can see them, and it really helps us be able to know what's going on, you know, as far as an interaction between the two. And one thing, Randy, I would like to point out that in our experience is that we're kind of unique, and maybe you found that with the way you and your wife work it, that Cindy and I do this together. We're a couple that we coach couples. And so often some say when we're working with them, well, we have met with coaches or counselors before, just one person, and one of those two don't feel like they've really been heard or feel like they've been ganged up on. With the two
yeah.
of us, you get the male and the female perspective, and we find that very well received and pretty darn effective, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's I think we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you have a question or comment for the Southworths?
I do. I do have a comment. I know the Southworths are specializing in the marriage 911 and marriage, transforming your marriage for a couple who are in the military and blended families. But I also wanted to plug in those of us who are in none of those categories. Our whole life transformed as a result of going to Dave and Cindy Southworth classes and groups and things. And I'm just blown away about the quality of our whole entire life now as a result of the work and the safe haven that they provided for not only me, but my husband.
Wow.
So it was instrumental in the change of our life.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, are you do you live near them, or did you guys connect over the phone long distance?
We used to live near them. We are in Virginia, and okay. But we have developed the relationship and continue our relationship long distance. And I'm really excited for the Transforming Your Marriage class that they're starting.
And what's your name?
My name is Carol.
Carol. Okay. Say hi to the Southworths.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
What a surprise.
Randy, we didn't pay her for that, but she's coming this weekend, so we'll take good care of her.
Awesome.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Carol.
Yeah. The beauty of Carol and her husband, Randy, are that what they learned, they passed on. They are helping other couples in their own church now, and they're just a dynamic couple. They've been married over 25 years, and to see that they model Ephesians 5 marriage and are passing on to others what God intended for our marriage to reflect His love for His people is amazing. It's been really cool to watch God work in their lives. So He gets all the credit for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, interesting. Marriage, it seems like, is this amazing kind of crucible of all kinds of stuff, right? It's, you know, we bring our stuff, we bring our brokenness. Then, you know, even if you showed up in marriage and you were pretty together, and, you know, there's still enough pressure to cause, you know, a whole lot of stress. And so then you've got the normal pressures, and it seems like, you know, that it really is difficult. But something I guess I've kind of figured out is, you know, and again, based on it, you said Ephesians 5, where Paul says this is a profound mystery, you know, the husband leaving his wife and, you know, the two becoming one, and it's like Christ in the church. And you're like, I think we read over that and go, I kind of don't get that, but it's such a profound mystery, but it's powerful. And I believe, and I'll just, you guys comment on this, but really, it is God's plan A to conform us to the image of Christ, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. And and we've had couples here, and particularly the guy will say to me, well, I need some help on how to be a husband. And we'll open up Ephesians 5 and camp on that verse to say this is what God expects of a husband, and kind of break it down into how to apply in your life. And we find that works good.
Wow. Okay, so here we go. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we get plenty of time. I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about, you know, kind of anything else that you guys want to talk about or emphasize, and then I definitely want to get into the Transforming Your Marriage. It's a teleclass, essentially, correct? Folks can jump on the phone.
Yes, it is. It's simply a dial-in. They have to register, and they can go to our website to get the link to register for Transforming Your Marriage. And what we did about a year and a half ago, I became a certified John Maxwell speaker, trainer, and coach. And last year, John came out with a fantastic book called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And so I ran a few personal growth classes for people and saw that as they were growing personally, it was also helping their relationships and particularly their marriage relationship. So David and I took John's book and we developed 15 couples projects that people can actually engage in into not only personal growth, but also to increase their couple intimacy. As they work through these projects together, they learn more about each other, and obviously they're going to grow not only personally but relationally. So it's just a once-a-month class, so it doesn't take a whole lot of your time, but you call in once a month, and we're going to give them study notes to follow as we go through 90 minutes of an interactive class. Just like your radio program, there'll be an open forum for them to speak into the hearts of the other couples that are part of the group. And then in between, they will work the three projects before the following month. And then we'll get some feedback from them as to how it's helping them to grow in between the months. It's five sessions. So it'll be five monthly sessions. And if they choose, they can also have a personal coaching session to go along with the group interaction. But it's not mandatory. Okay. It's, of course, optional for them.
Mm-hmm.
The couples that we think would really be interested in this are those who have children who really want to focus back on their marriage. And couples in which one or both of the partners want to make a life change. We think that this is an excellent way for them to be able to move into that. And we also found that empty nesters who are trying to accumulate some life out their responsibility of children, that it'll be good for them because there'll be some change involved in there. And couples who lost their vision, and we talked to a lot of them many times, those are the kind of couples we think should be and want to be attracted into this group that we're going to have.
Wow. Well, you just hit on something that we would need a whole nother show and a whole bunch more sessions. The idea of couples who've lost their vision, you know, who've just kind of just fallen into this is as good as it gets kind of deal. And, you know, I wonder of the 50 to 60%, right, that get divorced, of the 50 to 40 that hang tough, I don't know what your experience is, but it just seems like we see a lot of couples that, as you said, have kind of lost the vision, lost really the excitement, that biblical oneness thing, right?
Yes.
That we're promised. It seems to be missing, and it's sad. It really is.
Very often, you know, people are getting divorced for, quote, irreconcilable differences. And a good portion of that time, Randy, that irreconcilable difference is that they've lost their vision. You know, they've gotten caught up in the mundane tasks of everyday life. You know, they've got 2 to 3 kids. They've got 2 to 3 jobs. They've gotten themselves into debt. And they've lost the romance. They've lost the mystery that God intended for their relationship. And all it takes is to grab hold of that vision again and walk towards that vision, because the responsibilities of life are always going to be there, but we have to find balance and make room for our marriages. It's vitally important.
Make it a priority, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. And this is just an aside, but, you know, as important as marriage is and how little time people spend on enriching it, right? It's just amazing. On your website,
right,
it says, you know, great marriages don't just happen, you know, and it's so true.
But, you know, Randy,
right,
it would surprise most anybody to know how many couples you have to talk to say, you know, well, you would like to make your marriage a priority over everything else and really go to work on it. And a lot of them look at you like, you know, now that's a night novel idea. So.
And then also you see them kind of, you know, especially if there's a cost involved to a marriage enrichment program, then, you know, you see them kind of like, you know, hesitate, and yet they'll think nothing of spending, you know, $5,000 on a flat screen TV, you know.
Exactly. Or they're going hobby type of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, we've got about 3 minutes, it looks like. So kind of a parting shot, you guys. I'll let you guys kind of each have a kind of a parting shot, a couple of minutes each maybe. But just share what's on your heart about marriages, and then the information again about how they can hook up with you guys in terms of the Transform Your Marriage event coming up.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, the primary thing that I want to the audience to know is that it is not the issues of life that cause people to break up. Dr. Gottman from the Gottman Institute got it right when he said it's criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. And, of course, we know, Randy, that those are the barriers to good communication. And so when we break down those walls of criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling, and couples can open their hearts to one another, they find that most of the issues that they have can easily be remedied by understanding that they are not each other's enemies. They're on the same team together, and they're in a partnership. And I like to tell them, because I have a father who was a waterman on the Chesapeake, so I say, you're getting in the boat together. Okay, you're in the boat together, and it's important that you learn how to steer that ship together. And once we do that, you know, 99% of problems can be eradicated within the relationship because they just realize that they're in a partnership.
Wow.
And one thing, Randy, I would like to just leave with our listening audience is the fact that there isn't anything going on in a relationship that can't be fixed. And many times it just needs a reorientation towards getting their vision and their view on God and not each other. And as they get closer to Him, they will actually get closer to each other. We've actually watched that happen. Right in front of our eyes, we've seen that go on either in individual sessions or within a weekend session. And we've seen people who came in about ready to, well, a couple of couples came in and had divorce papers in their satchel. They're going out, tearing them up, saying, we can make it work. We've got the tools now, and we can make this thing work. And with a smile on our face, that's what's rewarding, and that's why we do it.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Again, is the best place to contact you guys for the Transform Your Marriage teleclass, is the best place, thebreakwatercoaching.com? Can they register there? Or Facebook?
Our contact information is there. They can call us directly at 863-875-6869, or they can email us at breakwatercoaching@aol.com, or, of course, they can find us on Facebook under Breakwater Coaching.
Yeah, Breakwater Coaching on Facebook as well. So Dave and Cindy Southworth, breakwatercoaching.com. And I would highly, highly, highly recommend, recommend the Transforming Your Marriage event coming up. I love the way you guys have broken this out, over time and with plenty of time in between for them to work on things. And the beauty of the teleclass is that it's really like going to a marriage class, but in the comfort of your own home. People can just be
at
home and do
it.
That's right. They can put the kids to bed, sit in their jammies, and work on their couples projects at the same time.
Wonderful. I'm going to refer it to a military couple I know right now, and they're both in two different states, and they're contemplating divorce after 25 years. So I know
goodness.
Yeah, because they've been through, a lot of changes. So, yeah, that's fantastic.
Wow.
It's wonderful today. Thank you.
We're as close as a phone call, and we'd love to help.
Wow. Wow. That is so cool. And because we get it a lot whenever we've done stuff, we'll hear couples say, we would have come to your event, but we were afraid, people in our church would think we have marriage problems. You're like, hello. We all do. So.
And what a testimony that couples will come for help, because we all need help. Everybody needs help, and Jesus created us to be in relationship for one another. So please give us a call, 863-875-6869.
Very cool. Dave and Cindy Southworth, breakwatercoaching.com is their website.
Thank you
like
so
them on
much.
Facebook as well. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.